This is Felix Chance, Volume 1, written by J.E. Pittman, narrated by David Blue. Dedication. For love. Part 1. By Chance. 1. Mallory's. People will eat anywhere, it seems. So long as the food is tasty, and more importantly, they don't have to make it themselves. Or so I found out when the sneezing man led me to Mallory's. I looked up from the counter briefly to see the line of apparent customers sneaking to the door before dashing back to the kitchen, lest it all catch fire. I don't actually work at Mallory's, or any restaurant, and only sort of know what I'm doing. Well, I can make soup, a smidge of salad. Definitely not breadsticks, though. Grilled cheese and tomato, Molly called from the counter. That I can make. Ayo, I responded, sliding an aforementioned salad through the window and grabbing some bread for the slathering in a single motion. Most of the ingredients had been left prepped when I found the place, but I still had to hunt things down like a cheese slice. Cheese, cheese, are you cheese? I sifted through the fridge stocked by someone else. Ha ha, cheese. I said, peeling off a slice of something white. The door opened, and from outside came an overly loud that likely could be heard on the moon. Who needs a billboard when you've got the sneezing man? Best advertisement there is. Got me stuck behind the counter, slinging soup and slathering bread to sizzle on the griddle. It was a novel idea, Mallory's. Let me rewind a bit. You know how you just walk down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly your stomach rumbles, and while you're thinking about soup, a guy sneezes, and you look up just in time to catch a restaurant out the corner of your eye? And you go into said restaurant, and it's entirely devoid of human life, but all the tables and chairs and plants are there just waiting for customers. And maybe some staff? No? Just me? Strange. Thought it might be a more common thing. How's the gazpacho coming, Felix? Molly. Sweet Molly. Mallory's second customer and first employee, because I guess I hired her. More like she had an idea to run with as people streamed in the door. I pulled a can of red and a can of veg I'd left chilling in the freezer and dumped them in a bowl and sprinkled a little parsley on top. Presentation is everything. She grabbed and dashed, and I flipped the grill and added the vitamin cheese. More people came. And came. And came. How many people come to a restaurant that isn't even open? At no point did I put an open sign in the window, yet people kept showing up. We had no cash, no register. Molly had the bright idea to feature being cashless. She had all the app thingies and one of those pixely codes. Oh, people loved it. I just wanted some soup. Now I'm saddled with a restaurant by right of salvage, I guess. Who leaves a restaurant stocked and unattended? I heard ghost kitchens were a thing in COVID times, but they didn't have tables or chairs. And who watered these plants? Were they ghosts too? A cop buddy of mine told me once he arrested some guys smoking pot out behind an IHOP. Turns out that IHOP was run by a grand total of 3 people at 1 o'clock in the morning, and all 3 of them were out back smoking. Oops. Probably not pot, I crossed off my mental list.
Hmm?
Molly cocked her head. Just wondering why the door was unlocked. It was strange.
Who cares?
She grinned, dimples showing in her cheeks.
We're up a grand so far.
No shit. Guess people like soup.
Glad I caught you now, aren't you?
Red-handed, in fact, from the tomato. She'd walked in as I took it upon myself to make a bowl of my own since no one was around to do it for me. She'd asked for lentil herself. I'm sorry, I don't think we have any, I'd said when she'd found me in the back. I tried to excuse myself, leaving the soup to fend for itself, but she blocked my path.
You don't work here, do you?
Her blue eyes pierced me as her auburn hair flipped about while she confronted me.
Are you raiding the kitchen?
Her tone highly accusatory. Are you Mallory? I'm sorry. I'm famished, and you weren't here, and the door was unlocked, and everything was ready. I trailed off my string of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?